You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I am a frequent crier. Actually, every time I cry, I put it on my credit card, and that way I get frequent crier miles.
Wow.
Yeah, I joined
that
the miles.
That is the worst pun on this entire show.
Oh, God. Wow. It just came. It just came and it flowed.
Yeah. Hey, you mentioned that you're a pretty heavy drinker. Maybe after this, we could go to the pub and get a couple tears.
Makes me want to quit the show. Wow.
Oh, God.
This is the first Discord. We're recording it on our channel, the first Discord, but this is the first podcast.
This is the first podcast of 2019, and I think that we all have to say that this is the best interview ever.
Absolutely. My name is Lars. I'm the first host and editor of the first host, the main host and editor of the first podcast, and with me as always is Joe.
And my name's Joe. I'm the second host and not editor, and Willie Holmes joining us today.
Who the hell is Willie Holmes?
Yeah, for those of the audience who don't know you, why don't you tell them a little bit about who you are and what you do?
What I do? I'm Willie Holmes from Fullerton, aka Mr. Fully, which is Mr. Fully is short for Fullerton, obviously. Yeah, if you didn't know that, that's why that's that way. And then in about, I think it was 2015 or 16, I started talking about like innovation and stuff like that randomly, and I started working with the Business Entrepreneurship Society on campus, and then my buddy Matt was like, dude, why you always dress so fly? I wore, you know, suits on campus with briefcases and whatnot.
Yes, Willie would always be wearing his suits with a briefcase
randomly,
and other people would say,
why is that happening?
Why do you have a briefcase? Like, I was literally walking with Willie on campus, and people would come up and say, why do you have a briefcase? And then he would say,
wait, how did they say that, though? Was it like, wait, what? Why do you have a briefcase? Or was it like, why do you have a briefcase?
It was an inflection up.
Second, the first one.
Yeah, the inflection up.
Why do you have a briefcase?
Why do you have a briefcase? Yeah. And then Willie would be like, to carry my stuff.
Yeah.
Aside from just kind of the backstory here, like, what do you actually do for a living? What's your notability?
Well, basically, I connect brands, and I throw events and do entertainment type things, pretty much. So I'm pretty much an influencer.
What kind of events?
Networking events, art shows, hip hop events.
And you're also apparently a musician?
Yes, I'm a musician. I've been playing the drums since I was about 3. I'm a singer, also rap, in the process of producing a pretty big record that we'll probably get into a little later.
So I'm not going to put you on the spot or anything, but...
Oh, go ahead and put him on the spot.
But
yeah, I'm never nervous.
I've got two pens.
Two pens.
If you take these two pens...
I can do something with these?
I want you to drum on the desk.
Very lightly.
Very lightly.
Uh-huh. Make
just,
something happen?
Yeah, just like a little beat. Okay, just like a little something. Pretty good. That was better than I expected.
Yeah, thank you for these. I'm not prepared. I feel like the scene from Anchorman where he's
keep
like
those are for you.
Hey, I feel like the scene from Anchorman where he's like, I'm not prepared. The flute, the jazz flute.
This was not. This was not scripted.
You guys remember that?
It's only one kind of flute I play.
Let me guess, Lars. Is it attached to your body?
Well,
I think that answers that. So, before we get into the meat of the episode, you talked a lot about you. Well, not a lot, but you spoke a little bit about building brands. Mm-hmm. You are obviously very familiar with how to build a brand. I'm sure there's some listeners who are listening in who are building a brand themselves. And this is going to sound like a basic bitch question of me to ask you.
Well, can you ask them something a little bit more complicated than, I mean, like,
well, I was going to start out.
Are you just going to ask them how to build a brand?
I was going to start out basic and then get into the
nitty-gritty. Progressively
go
hard.
Yeah, I was going to start out basic bitch. And then
I thought we were going to talk about the conflict in Syria, Joe.
So we're going to get to the conflict in Syria. Before we do, we won't.
I have many questions about that. So let's move this stuff out of the way real quick.
He has many questions about that. So.
Yeah. So before we get into the conflict in Syria, what would you say are some of the, you know, like if you're not doing this, if you're not doing this, you're like a total fucking idiot.
Right. I would say some basics you need to do is get some professional photos done of yourself.
Professional photos.
If you haven't done that yet. Also, visuals, people always need those. So do a professional video of yourself doing whatever talent or art that you have, because a lot of people don't do that. And then have some type of like website up, because pretty much if you don't have a website, you don't really exist, which is some basic things that I was taught when I kind of first started out.
So I asked you a basic bitch question and you gave us a really good answer.
Yeah.
Photos. Visuals or some kind of like demonstration of what you do and your website.
Yeah.
Do you have like a website in mind? Like, do you use any particular?
If you're just starting out, I would say you could use Wix or GoDaddy. Those are usual.
Wix comes to mind. Wix makes some pretty good sites. Yeah. We're not sponsored.
Our site is
by
actually
Wix.
On Google Sites.
You can use Google too if you want to, because Google has that. That search optimization where you can be first.
Would you say that for somebody just starting out, it pays or it doesn't pay to get like a professional consultation? Like, can somebody like kind of research on their own and kind of get themselves going, or should they consult with like a professional right away?
I just hit the ground running and then I kind of blended into meeting professionals. But I think along the way you can kind of meet with a professional. You don't have to start off with it.
And you would build your network as you go.
As you go, of course.
Okay. So anyway, let's sort of pick up the pace a little bit. You're releasing a song coming out pretty soon.
Yeah.
And you've collaborated with some pretty big names.
Yeah. It's called Juice Sound. I've collaborated with Wim. He's a big-time artist out in Orange County. Also, Zamir... Speak Life 310 and Vinsanity. And so I had the idea. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the LA versus everybody, Detroit versus everybody, all those like kind of cities, they had something cool, or counties had something cool. So I just came with the idea. I was like, hey, we don't have nothing representing Orange County. I got with these guys.
Okay.
We recorded it, I want to say within about a couple of months last year. And we're going to release that song in February. I'm actually doing a promo press run, which is one of the reasons why I'm on this show, for this whole month with the team. And so you guys are the inaugural kind of push off for the promo.
You heard it here first. And just to clarify, what was the name of the song?
Juice Sound.
Because the first time you said it, I thought you said Jew Sound.
Oh my
God. Like this is like a Jewish rap collective or something.
Yeah, it's a Jewish rap collective headed up by Joseph and Joseph.
And Matisse Yahoo.
What happened to him?
I think he's still around.
He just fell off after that first album.
I feel like the idea of Joe being a quote unquote rapper is like the most ridiculous thing I've ever thought of.
All right,
like,
Lars, that's slightly offensive. You're crushing my dreams.
It could probably work. You never know.
Good. I would like to crush those ones.
Thank you, Willie. Thank you. I'm actually taking voice lessons.
Feel the burn.
I'm taking voice lessons.
Well, voice, not rap. Just don't rap, dude. Make poetry.
Poetry.
Rap is poetry. You can do that.
I actually plan to publish a book of poetry this year.
That's a plug. Poetry book coming soon.
poetry. Not that soon. Probably the end of the year, if it happens at all.
Probably never. Joe has a lot of these ideas.
I have a lot of ideas that never come to fruition. So
anyways,
he's like, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Enough about that.
Enough about like, he'll just be like, oh, ideas. Hey, I decided I wanted to learn anal topography. like, and then, like, the next day.
No. I didn't say that. I said I wanted to learn, what was it? Something different than that, for sure. I don't remember what it was, but it wasn't
ancient
that.
Babylonian astrology. I mean, like, you have weird ideas.
I don't remember.
You just let the old pesky ideas get up there, don't you?
Well, I let them plant their seed and... Once the seed is in my brain, I water it with
and
my...
You birth it later? What are you talking about?
I plant the seed, and I come back later, and I see what's grown. Sometimes it's weeds. Sometimes it's a tree. Sometimes it's dead. You know, and there...
You never know.
And you never know. And for the audience listening...
I'm sorry for this part.
This part's pretty amazing.
Let's move on.
So anyways, so we shot a video over the last part of December... And that video will be released during March, which will showcase different parts of Orange County as well. So this is like literally showcasing North County, South County, just bringing the whole county together. Because a lot of times, a lot of people don't even know about Orange County. When you go to LA or these different places, New York, and they're like, hey, yo, Orange County is Laguna Beach. So we decided to just showcase the culture and give a little light to the county. And like,
I think to some extent... People just kind of fold Orange County into LA when it comes to music culture.
Yeah, dude. And that's another thing that I notice is like a lot of artists from Orange County are like, yeah, I'm from LA. And I'm like, dude, you're wearing Vans and like a surf t-shirt. So how could you? It's kind of like opposite. So
basically, if you're from Orange County, you already have a good reason to listen to this song. It's basically a homage. An homage.
What's the theme of the song?
Yeah, it's definitely, I'm talking about like surf culture, because I did the course, so it's like very thematic, like talking about the sun and the surf and very...
so it's like surf rap.
Yeah, it's basically like kind of a new, kind of a...
That's a cool idea.
Yeah, dude, because I noticed that a lot of times like people don't talk about that and that we're by beaches like all the time. I feel like you should either be between skate culture and like surf culture. Like I say cowabunga in the course, which like I always thought it was cool to say something like that.
Do you say that in real life?
Yeah, it isn't really done much on rap.
Yeah, I do. I say righteous, I say cowabunga, cool. All that type of stuff.
I noticed that skate culture and stuff is kind of dominated by the punk scene.
Yeah.
And there is some rap, but it's not like skate or surf themed rap, so that's new.
Yeah, that's, and then a lot of times people don't really know that Fullerton was like drenched in the whole punk scene, which I try to like put like reminisce and stuff out there usually.
Oh, yeah.
Songs.
Fullerton's got a music scene. Like, we got the Slide Bar and stuff. We get a lot of local bands to play down there. Well, I'm saying this as if I still live there. I don't. But, right. Yeah, I mean, it's big there.
Well, that's today. Even going back to the 70s and 80s, Cal State Fullerton was constantly having these huge rock stars on.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Fullerton has, you've got Pink Floyd, Billy Joel, all these artists who performed at Cal State Fullerton, and so.
Yeah, I just think, I try to, almost like how Drake, put on Toronto and stuff like that, I wanted to really do something like that for Orange County, so, which will help business owners, and going back to branding and product, and everyone's always, like, pushing the orange, and I was like, well, why not?
Yeah.
Push, the reason why, if you think about it, too, the reason I put the orange emoji in the wave emoji is because that's Orange County.
And you're always talking about putting Fullerton on the map, putting Orange County on the map. And, you know, it's, as somebody who's from Orange County, from Fullerton, you know, it's you're doing a great deed, you know, great service, Willie. Keep up, Willie. You're doing really good work for the community.
Yeah.
But you're putting us on the map,
more
Willie.
About Orange County than Fullerton itself. I definitely think Orange County needs to be put more on the map.
Yeah, that's what I had to cut, because graduating from Cal State Fullerton, I was so kind of pigeonholed myself, being like, oh, yeah, it's Fullerton, when I then realized, like, there's so much, by putting Orange County on the map, it's so much of a tapestry to kind of pull from. Being Huntington, you got Newport, you got Costa Mesa, all, like, there's a whole another scene in South County that a lot of people don't get to experience, so.
Wait, so are we all Cal State Fullerton alumni?
Yes.
Yes, you are.
I just realized that. Okay, cool. Yeah, I went there myself for business and a minor in philosophy. So I guess this is the Cal State Fullerton podcast. It's
Cal State Fullerton podcast. Cheer here. Cheers.
Yep. Cheers to the Cal State Fullerton podcast.
Right there.
They better post this episode when we release it. They better share it.
I'm telling you, man.
We're putting them on the map.
Yeah, for real. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Cal State Fullerton. When I went there, that was the whole thing, was connecting campus culture with you know, city culture and stuff like that. So you guys are definitely, yeah, by doing this, really pushing the needle forward. So
when I went to Cal State Fullerton, walking around campus, looking at those trees and walking down those walkways, and you know, you've got the classrooms and the professors and the students,
the mezzanine.
Where's he going with this?
You've got all those, you know, artworks on the walls, and you know, the student union and the gym and the library and everything like that, and you've got the surrounding housing. I was very, very aware throughout the duration of my tenure at Cal State Fullerton, very much aware that I was at Cal State Fullerton. I was on a college campus.
So you're saying while you were walking around Cal State Fullerton, you knew that you were at that school?
Yeah, it was really good. There was no confusion. Do not mince words here. When you're walking around Cal State Fullerton, you are aware. You're at Cal State Fullerton. This is it. You've made it. You're here. You're getting your education. You got to go to class. You want to take a sneak peek at, you know, that shop that's set up selling those like Native those American goodies, like backpacks and things.
Joe, I think when you hear this back on the episode proper, you're gonna realize it's not as significant of an observation as you
that's
might.
That's the whole point. That's the whole point. It's just nonsense. If it's not funny, just take it out. If it is funny, leave it in.
Right. Well, now that's we have to leave said. It in there, but yeah,
that's what she said. All right. Definitely gotta leave it in sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta leave it in. Sometimes you're all finished, but you keep going, and there it is.
You gotta leave the dirty clothes in the dryer.
That's it.
All right. So when it comes to your brand, by the way,
yeah,
the influencer brand, it's called Classic Gentleman. I think something like that, right?
Gentleman. We actually just had Drake's father at an event in October, which was like the most craziest thing ever for us to like. Cool. Even have like my boy
Aubrey Senior.
Yeah, Aubrey Senior. Yeah, Champagne Poppy. So my boy, like literally a year ago, Lottie was like, "Bro, like I got connects to Drake's dad," and I'm like, 5 years from now, we can book him. Like we don't have money, bro. And I had opportunity to go to Delilah's in LA and connect for Father's Day. And I was like, "Yo, want to make this a family trip, as a business trip at the same time?" We go in there, get my parents kind of seated and stuff like that. And next thing we know, Drake's mom passes by. Then Drake's like kind of entourage, and then all these people kind of start passing by. And then like we're literally seated next to like all OVO people, like exactly where we're seated. That was like the most craziest thing ever. So then I walk past like one of Dennis's people, and he's like, "Why are you here? Like, who are you?" And I was like, "Well, I'm Lily from Fullerton from Orange County," and I was like, "I'm here to connect with Drake's dad," and he's like, "Hey, if the opportunity presents itself, take it." So then I go back and kind of sit down, and I see him by himself, and I walk over. I'm like, "Hey, I work with this brand called Lamparney, which Lamparney does like cool kind of bedazzled jackets and jewelry." I showed him that. Dude gives me his number. I'm expecting like a go-between, like a middleman, middle woman, and
maybe
email.
An Instagram hashtag.
Yeah, you know, Instagram handle. But he like gives me his number, and I'm like, "Okay, I'm done for the night. Can you take a picture with my folks?" And next thing I knew, 2 weeks later, he's invited me to his house. And then from there, I was able to book him to come to Envy Lounge in Orange County. And yeah, man, it's been a wild ride. And then actually at that show, Janae Aiko's dad was there, so that was the first time that Janae Aiko's dad and Drake's dad had ever met, which happened in Orange County. And then the picture got put up to the Shade Room, which is a big like social media platform. And then we were able to do Janae Aiko's dad's birthday party in December. So
That's really cool.
It's just crazy the power.
So you're kind of just meeting everyone's dad.
Dude, yeah, we were like, "Should we like follow this dad wave?" And we're like, "Yeah, why not?"
Wait.
I think following the dad wave would be like a good like surf rap like theme or motif. Dude, yeah, at some point.
Be. Lars, that's your handle on Instagram. Chill Wave Dad, which backwards is Dad Wave.
Yeah, my Instagram handle is Chill Wave Dad. It's not really? Chill Wave Dad. It's Chill Wave Dad. But yeah,
that's awesome. Yeah, so we're gonna do that. Yeah, just kind of do that, and then so our next thing we're kind of looking toward is apparently I went to school with Miguel's cousin at Cal State Fullerton, which I didn't know, and so we're supposed to connect with him. And then there's another guy in Orange County who's I don't know if you're familiar with the remember the Like Mike movie with Bow Wow?
Yes.
And Morris Chestnut?
I do.
So Morris Chestnut's nephew is from Orange County. So I'm going to try to do some stuff with him too, following that whole kind of old school wave.
That's cool. Any other dads?
Any other relatives of other people?
I know, dude. Yeah, I know. I'm looking for some people. No, that's it. That's it. That's it for now.
No other close relatives of really famous people?
Yeah, I know, huh? I just have in my
maybe
Aubrey Plaza's aunt.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, never know. Maybe Ellen DeGeneres' niece.
That would be nice.
That'd be good. That'd be, yeah. I'm sure
I could live with that.
Hashtag Ellen DeGeneres' niece, if you're listening.
Does she have a niece?
Maybe.
She might quit her show.
Okay.
Who knows?
You heard it here first.
She did?
Well, yeah.
She might.
Ellen DeGeneres, yeah, she might.
She might.
She might be retiring, so.
Is that like a thing?
Oh.
Yeah, you can look it up.
I thought you were just making that up. Like, she might be. So I was like,
you heard it here first. I'm just pulling facts out of my ass. Right.
Bill Gates might be a monkey.
Steve Jobs is alive.
He might be.
He's a...
And also a monkey.
And also a monkey.
In another life.
In another... maybe. Why not?
That's... We've been doing that for a minute. We're just looking forward to the future of a kind of... we were the first, actually, class of gentlemen, to kind of bring that whole... hangar, like events at a hangar type of thing in Orange County, because that mostly was done like in LA or South County and stuff like that. So we're just trying to break some more ground.
Did you say events out of
a hangar?
A hangar. It's like an airplane storage unit. Like it's really big and spacious.
That makes sense. I thought that you said events out of hangar, like when you're hangry.
Oh, like.
We're throwing events out of hangar, like
to give to the
you had the something. H there to the end of it, yeah.
But okay. that's good, Joe, too, like
really,
a warehouse
you
party.
You misinterpreted that, yeah.
That's cool. So what goes
into it's like a warehouse party, but like the airplane version of it,
pretty much. Yeah.
So what goes into planning these, you know, these massive events that put on? You know, obviously, it takes a lot of planning, and I assume it starts with a consultation.
Yeah, usually. We go to, you know, said venue, we connect with them, get the date in there, then we go back to our team, we can, you know, do the flyer, we do whatever creative, we do a vision board or a mood board for whatever video we want to do to push the event. It takes usually about a month to about 2 months to really get the process going, talk to the sponsors, make sure they want to invest into the show, or the networking event, and then kind of just all kind of goes from there. Matt, who is my business partner, he does all the kind of quarterback dates and all that good stuff. And then Dee does the media side of things and also, you know, the kind of background information. So I'm really the face, and I connect with people and stuff like that. And they kind of are the arms and legs of the company to make sure I don't jump off the cliff without a rope, so to speak.
Does your company have a butt?
Have a butt. I would hope so. I've never thought about that. I gotta come back.
Or is it just...
You gotta figure out who's the asshole of the company.
Who's the asshole of the company?
Who's the armpit of the company? You know?
I have to find that out. I have to ask.
You mentioned that part of the creative process of, you know, figuring out what goes into these events is a vision board.
Yeah.
Is that followed up by a vision quest?
I guess you could call it a vision quest of everyone has their different detailed jobs that they need to do and desired outcomes. So I guess you could call it a vision quest.
So do you physically go into like a forest and...
Do you guys ever watch that movie, by the way? Vision Quest?
No.
Oh, it's a wrestling movie. You might like it.
No,
you wrestled
for
like
a
week.
I thought it was going to be a anything but a wrestling movie.
It is a wrestling movie. Well, it's his vision quest to be a good wrestler.
I got so far from the vision quest. When I heard vision quest, the first thing I saw was like a forest and there's like garden gnomes and there's different like swords of fire.
That's why when you said vision board, it made me think of like a vision board in the forest. And the vision board is what pops up on your vision quest.
I think we've had actually like 5 minutes of serious discussion and like 30 minutes of rabbit trail so far. We should keep going.
Okay, so to sort of push the ball forward, I have gone to quite a few of your networking events.
You were there at the beginning.
I was.
Well, we weren't as good.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
I was actually there in the room while you were sort of figuring out what
filling out the
classic
fitting.
Gentleman should be.
Right.
I was in that meeting.
So you were the butt of the company, Joe.
I kind of was the butt. But no, I was just gonna say, you know, I've gone to quite a few of your events and I can personally vouch that they are good quality events. These are fun events, you know.
What does that mean though? Like what does that mean?
So the point of a networking event is you go there to meet people, and I have met quite a few people who I've networked with at these events, and that's the whole point.
Would you say you've met at least five?
Yeah. Easily.
Yeah, you'll meet that in like the first
5 seconds.
Okay. Yeah.
You walk in the room, you know, but you walk in the room, there's all these people and everyone's networking, and it's really interesting because there's no shame. Sometimes people have shame about networking, like, oh, people are going to think I'm being insincere. But like, you know, it's not that way, because you go there, everybody is there to meet people and everybody's got their thing that they're promoting, and you're kind of walking around seeing who is on the, you know, doing the same things as you or who you can work with.
To be honest, I feel like my most successful networking has occurred when I'm being completely sincere.
Of course.
Like, I don't feel like insincerity plays a part in it at all for me.
But some people feel like they have difficulty networking because they feel like they're being insincere in that they're going up to somebody and being friendly, and there's an ulterior motive. And all three
There's
of
nothing
us,
wrong
I'm
with
sure,
an
like,
ulterior motive, though. I mean, it's fine. Like, if people want to mutually benefit, that's a good thing,
right? And that's the general vibe that's going
on.
Yeah,
that's how you have to. That's what you have to get past, I guess.
Yeah. I think too, the thing that's different about ours is that we make everyone feel like family, kind of at the gate when I kind of introduce things, and we don't do the whole name tag thing where it's like, hey, I'm Bob from the Builder, the company, Inc. or whatever.
Bob the Builder?
Yeah.
Bob the Builder.
I know.
That's a good name. Someone should do a
children's cartoon about that and put it on Disney.
It's a genius idea.
That's a million dollar
idea.
million and a half, maybe.
But yeah, we make them feel, you know, everyone kind of feel at home, and then we let them kind of pitch and stuff like that, which I noticed at a lot of networking events, they make it feel really awkward, or they're like, everyone go network, and you don't know anybody here. And so we try to let people know where to go to.
Joe, why are we not going to these events for the first podcast? Like, we should be doing that.
We should.
I have invited him. Yeah. He does know about him. But the next one... definitely
guys. Oh, does he just keep turning you down? Or?
I think it's just the schedule.
I think it's the I mean, I don't remember specifically like which events, but it's like basically like I just haven't been free.
You're not free. That's a different person altogether.
I met Free at one of Willie's events.
Ah,
so that's somebody that we
Willie, did you listen to that episode by any chance?
Yeah, I listened to it. It was pretty amazing. Matt listened to it too, and he's like, "Man, you're going on there without me." Kind of got jealous, but I was like, "We'll get you on soon, Matt." No worries.
Yeah, I mean, we're interested in building connections from the show as well. Yeah, like if you have people who you think would want to be on, we potentially like to speak to them, assuming they're interesting people.
Of course, I've always come across a lot of kind of cool individuals all the time, so I could definitely start send them Joe's way, stuff like that.
Absolutely, if you know somebody who's promoting something, feel free to send them our way, and we can definitely potentially.
I noticed you said
on.
Cool individuals and Joe separately.
I know who I am. I know what I'm all about.
Oh, man. Okay.
let's be honest, I cried right before this interview. I'm no cool guy. Just kidding. I am quite
cool. By the way, Willie.
Yes.
Other than the song, is there anything like kind of current that you're wanting to talk about specifically in regards to your brands?
Just look out. For Culture Clash SC, there is a big creatives like block walk on Saturday.
Unfortunately, this episode is not going to be out in time for that.
Oh, okay. Well,
There's going to be more events.
There's going to be more events. Yeah, there'll be more future events, but that's kind of what I have going on right now.
And side note, where would people go to find out that information?
They can go to classicgentleman.org for Classic Gentleman kind of updates, and then Culture Clash OC for Instagram, and pretty much there. And always my page, obviously, Mr. Fully. And I'm excited because I recently became an influencer after Drake's dad show, so that was cool.
It's cool. And to clarify, on Instagram, it's Mr. Dot Foley, because Mr. Foley, as we found out, is somebody named...
It's some random guy named Charles. Charles.
I have to hit him up and tell him to take that name down.
Yeah, tell him to stop it.
It was funny when Gary Vee was like, he's like, why are you always trying to tell people, like stop stealing stuff from me? It was very funny if you follow Gary Vee.
I think we've covered a lot of ground here. You know, we've talked about quite a few things, such as how to build a brand and promote it, as well as all the various things that you're actively promoting, the song that you have coming out.
Right.
For the listeners, one more time, what was the name of that song?
Juice Sound.
And where can they find that?
They're going to be able to find that on pretty much all the streaming sites, SoundCloud. The video will be on Vevo in March as well. So
Vevo.
And look for it on Instagram, all that good stuff.
And
it just sounds like Juice Sound every time, dude. Like, I can't get that out of my head now.
I like it. I like that it sounds like Juice Sound. Like, I feel like, I know it's not, but I feel like I'm being represented, you know, as a Jew. I'm Jewish.
Right, of course.
But it's really? Not called Juice Sound.
Joe,
it's
you're
called
Jewish? Juice Sound.
Yeah, I'm Jewish. We talked about this in the first episode. Yes, Lars, I'm Jewish, all right?
I had no idea.
It just, it comes up sometimes, not too often, the right amount.
Used to come up more often.
Yeah, it used to. Now it doesn't. Yeah. All right? You want to fight about it or something? Sorry, this is a little too aggressive. Back to business. why don't we...
What?
I couldn't even... I don't know if I was... I didn't know what to do at that point. Lars, I thought you were going to chime in.
Yeah, I was letting Joe hang there because he was just saying a bunch of interesting, odd stuff.
Interesting facts. Oh, fun fact. I talked to the mayor of Fullerton, Jesus Silva, and we covered a lot of different various topics, from the Fox Theater to the roads and the budgets that need to be kind of worked on and stuff like that. And I'm supposed to be meeting with the board of the Fox very soon, because the Fox Theater is kind of almost like very similar to Santa Ana's observatory. And I want to open it up so I can provide some jobs and economical empowerment for the downtown Fullerton businesses. So he's definitely open to it, and I'm looking forward to kind of bringing a hub of wealth in the middle of Fullerton to everyone. So,
well, you're just a modern day Robin Hood.
Wait, are you going to steal the supplies for this? What do you mean by that, Joe?
Definitely can't steal the supplies, but,
We can't give away the ending.
Well, you can, you just shouldn't. I mean,
right. Yeah. I mean, we technically could. That's another podcast.
No, I just meant that he's acting in the benefit of the people. Willie is actually quite the activist,
Is that so?
He's quite engaged in the community.
Yeah, I've done a lot of...
Community outreach.
Explain.
Pretty much ever since I've kind of been in Orange County, since I want to say about 4 or 5 years, I've always been doing some type of event or rally. Like most recently with the whole situation with the Black Lives Matters, there was a gentleman, a Latino gentleman, who got killed in Fullerton. So I was able to bring all these various cities officials and stuff like that to have like a march for peace on that date. And that kind of like shifted into, thousands of people when we did the March for Science about 3 years ago, right?
Yep. We did the, my brother Jeff was one of the main organizers.
Jeff, yeah.
And, I think the reason it got over 2,000 to 3,000 people attending the march was definitely because of you, Willie. You helped promote it.
Yeah, we did it. We did a really good job.
I understand you also had an organizational role, I believe.
Yeah, I had an organizational role. I was at Cal State Fullerton, too. So I was the MC and also a promoter of that event. And that's where we first kind of, me and Joe, we talked to AZ Silva about doing like a March for Science kind of concert. So that's where the conversation kind of culminated all the way up to now with him wanting to do that. And so we did it again. It was like probably 500 people the second time. Mm-hmm. It was well attended.
Kind of a two-tiered question, by the way, about that, which is, first of all, have you guys gotten any media coverage of that?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Like all over the place. Like, if you Google March for Science Fullerton, Willie's name is all over the internet because of that.
Yeah.
Just as a follow-up to that, I've noticed in a lot of cases that media portrayal of these kinds of marches, these protests, these events in general, can be quite uncharitable. Have you guys run into that?
I want to say maybe for my first one that I did, because it was a lot of different Black Lives Matter or, you know, unity marches going on at the time. But for the March for Science one, especially the first one that we did, they were really generous with the coverage and just connecting the city and the county to it. So, we didn't really run into much of them not wanting to cover it or give publicity.
Yeah, it was kind of, I mean, that's kind of what I've noticed as well. It was pretty much all positive for that particular march. The media, I think, saw it as something that was largely supported by the general population, like a March for Science that millions or tens of millions of people were engaging in worldwide, thousands of different cities all around the globe. So I don't think they're going to be like, look at these activists, they're doing, you know, like something bad, when it had such a huge support. I have seen those articles that you're talking about where they're like,
yeah,
local activists gather despite the odds or something. But if you go on, basically the only like not really negative, but maybe like, and not really detrimental, but like, I guess you could say less than favorable circumstance is that some of the news outlets didn't give us as much credit as we deserved in terms of how many people arrived.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the thousands, like at least 2,500, 3,000 easily. Like if you were there, it was just streets and streets packed, people in the streets marching. It was thousands of people. And somebody had a drone, and I think they said they counted at least 3,000 people, too. But then some people, I mean, some media...
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, the drone was counted as one of those people. Yeah.
And the drone was counted, too. but some of the news sites, I think they said...
Drone lives matter.
1,500. I think one of them said 1,000, and later they revised it to 2,000 or something, but...
Ah.
That was the only thing.
Yeah, there. No, it was
pretty light criticism of it though. So
right.
That's good. I was just kind of curious
because
that I've seen a lot of.
Yeah, the police were a little worried because it was like literally marching in the streets of Fullerton, and so that, I think they were a little worried about the population control. But me, Jeff, and Joe, I think another like three other volunteers really held the crowd. You know.
Yeah, you guys only had like a few fatalities, right?
Yeah,
there were a few.
Zero to three, yeah.
Yeah, it was...
And for the listener, the number was zero. So...
Yeah, zero to three includes zero. Yeah, very few.
Yeah.
Good job.
There was I think there was like an older person who was kind of hot outside.
Let's not make that a rumor.
I know who died.
just for the record, like all jokes aside, like it was a successful event with zero like major complications is what you're saying.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So after that, I think Willie's and definitely my brother's celebrity status just grew. Like I think that day, like
that definitely catapulted
multiple times. My brother Jeff was just recognized. We were like having lunch and then somebody was like, "You're Jeff," and then like two more times that day other people were like, "You're Jeff, you did the thing." So then Willie and I encouraged him to get more active in politics, and he already was, and like he was very successful at it. and he became a director of a company that is involved in politics and activism. So that was sort of kind of what started that out and made, you know, helped that explode for him.
Good for him.
Good for him. Good for him.
Good for him.
I feel like we could go on and on all night long, so why don't we? No. Maybe we should end this with a hypothetical question. What do you think, Lars? Do you have one in mind, or should I pick one?
Here's a hypothetical. Joe, hypothetically, if you're going to ask Willie a hypothetical question, which one would it be?
I would say the medieval Europe one.
Nah, that's so played out.
Okay. What about
let's do something
who
else.
He would go with to the moon?
Oh, no. Okay, here's a question. Okay. Would you rather have lunch with Jeff or Drake's dad?
Oh, man, this is a hard one.
I feel like it's not. I feel like that's an easy one.
Oh, man. This is hard.
I don't know.
This is hard.
Not for me.
This is hard
for me. I know what I would say.
You could see
this is hard.
Jeff anytime, though.
Like, man, but this is really hard,
if you wanted
though.
To.
You're I just, know, but you're still, Jeff, I have a loyalty.
You're giving Jeff a lot of credit.
I have a loyalty.
Come on, it's Drake's dad.
I have a loyalty to my... But I've already met him.
Oh, you've already met Jeff.
Well, Jeff's someone's dad, too. I mean, it's that's right. Not...
Well,
that's,
Jeff's not a father.
Oh, you mean...
Not that you know. Talking about, yeah.
My brother, Jeff.
Jeff, oh man, I feel bad because he's going to hear this. He's going to be like, whoa, it's almost like, man, it's a catch 22 to me. I don't know who to go to. How about I know not go to, how to go to lunch with neither of them?
I feel like that's more insulting than like just picking one. Oh, you know what? Given these two great candidates, I wouldn't have lunch with either of them, though.
Oh, man.
Oh, we're just in roaring laughter here. I think this is a good time to end the episode, unless either of you guys have anything else to say or anything you want to add to the episode.
Well, we have to plug everything, dude. I mean, that's,
well, I know, you know.
So we're going to kind of wind things down here. And if you are interested in following us on social media, you can go ahead and check us out at t1podcast.com. It has links to everything that we do on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, unfortunately, and everything in between. And also, this show is supported by listeners like you. We just got a new patron today, Hunter Haas. Thanks for supporting us on patreon.com/team1podcast. Other than that, I think those are all of our links, I guess, right, Joe? Am I forgetting about anything?
No, I don't think you're forgetting anything. Our email address is firstpodcastever@gmail.com, but you covered that, so that wouldn't be necessary for me to say.
I actually didn't cover that.
Oh, good.
So if you have business inquiries, guest suggestions, or just fan comments.
Or if
such,
you have anybody that you want to see on the show, send us a suggestion. Maybe we have a connection to them, or maybe we can just reach out and have them on the show. Or if you know somebody who wants to promote something, send them our way. Maybe we'll have them on.
By the way, that's a maybe. We might not.
I mean,
we get a lot of enough time.
We get a lot of inquiries. We can't have everybody on who wants to be on our show. Like, some days we'll have like 2 dozen people email us, like, we want to be on your show. Like, I want to plug my book.
You got to be legit. You got to be too legit to quit.
Yeah, you got to be way too legit for quitting.
Quitting cannot be an option for you if
no
you want to be on the show.
No quitting, no. Only legitting.
Also, it helps if you're like famous or notable.
Yeah, it helps.
In fact, that's like one of the only reasons we would ever had anyone on. But yeah, let's stop waffling on. Let's give Willie a chance to go ahead and promote the last of his channels and social media accounts.
You know, thank you guys for this awesome time to be on your podcast.
You're welcome.
Have so much great energy, and I can feel the love in this house right here and on that end. My first
the love between like you guys or like
just three of us through the listeners through you know this
podcast. Because you specified in that house, that's like no, I thought you were like the guy love that was that's an undercurrent.
There's some undercurrent euphemisms going on here. Just for you as well, Lars, thank you for allowing me to be on. This is one of my first podcasts.
Yeah, it's almost like the first podcast.
The first podcast. If you can follow Mr. Fully, F-U-L-L-Y, also follow Orange_Collective Collective. That's where the G Sound song will be. And then Culture Clash OC, and then Classic Gent Inc. As well. So, yeah, just thank you so much. Blessings and waves for being on here.
Hashtag waves. Thank you.
Now, let me go ahead and let me sign this off real quick with just a really quick lightning round of questions. Number one, how hot do you like your showers?
Medium.
Okay, number two, make a high-pitched noise.
I want to hit that note with you. Can you do it again?
Yes.